Hey guys, welcome back to the Captain's Log. I have Cora Bolts, and she is a not only your local Instagram influencer, but you've been doing this everywhere. Now you got a big event going on in Miami that you're hosting. Tell me about it. It's exciting.
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. So I am hosting an event out at Sagrado Cafe in Miami on Biscayne Boulevard, and I'm inviting local influencers that are going to network, have the opportunity to network and socialize with brands who are looking for influencers, as well as other influencers who are looking for other influencers to collaborate with themselves.
So what do you do? I know that you do a lot of stuff with the gram. You're on the IG all the time.
I love
it. And you've been growing your following and you've been becoming this influencer. Tell me about how it started and what the goal is, and you have all these influencers. People might not know what influencers are.
Okay, so an influencer is a modern day buzz agent, which would be considered somebody who influences the opinion of others. Before you go shopping, before you buy a new car, you might ask your friend, you know, I don't know, tell me what to get, if you trust their opinion. Well, these influencers, these modern day influencers, are taking the opinion leaders and translating it into their own influence and, you know, advertising to the general public as being the person to go to when you have questions about simple things like that. So there's a whole different, I mean, there's so many things that I've done to get me to this point. There's, I mean, between hashtags and tagging people. It all started with the idea that I wanted to run a website. I wanted that creative outlet. I didn't know the first steps to take. I didn't even know how to design a website. I downloaded Squarespace. I created a template.
Did you do it? Did you make it?
I did it. I made
a
website.
I've done that a few times, yeah.
It took a while to get the hang of it, but I had to email them quite a few times to ask for very simple, stupid questions, and they're kind of like, you know, read the guide.
But, of course, yeah.
I finally got the hang of it. I've only been doing it now for about 5 months, so it is a work in progress, but it has been majorly successful.
Yeah, in 5 months, you've come a long way.
I have.
You broke 10,000.
I broke 10,000 followers.
Which is huge.
This past week. Yeah.
Because now you can do the swipe up.
I can do the swipe up.
Everybody needs that.
Thank God.
I'm still trying to get there on the gram. Right?
The swipe up is the best feature because it directs people directly to my
website. Correct. Yeah, because then you could force people to go right to links that you are getting paid to send people to do, right?
That's the best part.
But I know that, you know, we talked at lunch for a minute and you were saying that with the different brands that you're representing and that you're an influencer for, you don't just take every brand on. I mean, right?
No, of course not.
You got to do something that you love because people have to know you're passionate about it.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And I turn down at least, you know, 2 to 3 deals a week because it's just not the right fit for me. I'm not a swimsuit model. I'm not going to sell your swimsuit products. Yeah. I'm a wine lover.
You should love vodka and rum.
I
know a guy. I know a guy, right?
This guy. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, that's what I think the whole world's looking for these days is someone to tell them that this product is legit or valuable or it works.
High quality, yeah, something.
You know, the Amazon reviews, that for me is huge.
Oh my gosh, Yelp is huge.
Right? Oh, you use Yelp?
No.
Oh, I'm a big thumbs down on
Not
Yelp.
Not anymore.
No, I hate it. I think it's so fake.
I'm deleting Yelp.
The thing about Yelp is, honestly, is that it's a money game, all as it is. Like, you can have a gazillion reviews out there that they don't pass through. Because you're not an advertiser.
Right.
So they'll pass through the negative reviews and a few positive reviews, and they'll pass through all the negative reviews and a few positive reviews, and then they'll contact you and say, hey, we noticed you're getting a lot of negative reviews, but if you go and you look in your queue, there's like 200 positive reviews.
Yeah.
And they claim that those people know you or they're affiliated with you.
Right.
It's a scam.
Yelp can be.
And now people, I think, have already figured that out.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't believe in it at all. I think it's a bunch of bull.
Yeah.
Because why would you not let every review go through?
Right.
Who are you to say that that review is not valid?
Right. Of course.
Right?
I agree with that.
Yeah. So that's why Yelp, I think, is getting, I think they've lost
their.
Yeah, I think they lost their mojo lately because everyone realizes now, like, the businesses are like, well, wait a minute. We have all these reviews on all these other sites, and unless I pay to be a Yelp advertiser, my reviews aren't going to be posted?
Of course.
It's crazy.
Of course.
Like, no.
Right.
You could do whatever you want.
I'm not less of a human.
You can do whatever you want. That's your business, right?
Sure.
Like, that's great. That's your business model. But you're not going to be the number one brand for reviews.
Right.
I'm done with them.
Right.
I'm done with Yelp.
Everybody's deleting Yelp.
Yes. Get out of here.
2019. Delete Yelp.
Go home. So you told me a couple of fun things, right?
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I mean, if people really got into it and they wanted to become an influencer, some of the things that you're focusing on, obviously, is with the you're tagging certain brands. I mean, you're not going to tag Chili's if you're selling, you know,
wine.
I don't know. Right. Like,
right.
So you have to tell people. How does that work? Explain that.
So you want to be as accurate as you can when hashtagging, when tagging, you know, if it's an outfit.
And there's a difference between hashtagging.
Right.
And tagging.
And tagging.
Hashtagging, you're allowed 30.
Allowed 30 on Instagram.
Right. And you could put those. You told me a good trick, though. You like to put yours in the comments.
I like to put mine in the comments because I
which
think
I like.
It's clean. Keeps your Instagram cleaner.
It keep, and clean. She loves the technical term.
Yeah,
clean means when she posts that the post
is
not
bombarded. You're
it doesn't
bombarded.
Have a ton of
hashtags.
Hashtags.
You put them in the first comment, you still get found the same way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a good tip.
Yes.
I like that.
You can use all 30. You know, why would you not increase, optimize the amount of traffic on your page at all possible angles?
Right.
Why wouldn't you tag all 20 people in your photo?
And then tag the people in your photo.
Yes.
So I kind of get tagged all the time. Is that why people are tagging me?
Yeah, because they probably think people are going to your page. You know, they believe that you're in some way an influencer, and people are going to your page to look at what you're doing, and they might check out your tag photos, and they want that opportunity to be showcased there.
Gotcha. So you think it's okay, though, to tag as many people as you can, up to 20?
Oh, yeah.
Always?
Always. I always tag all 20.
And you post it right on top of each other?
I put it right on top of each other so that it's not, when you click on the photo, you see 1,000,000,000 tags.
Yeah, you do
it right on top of each other so you can still see my photo.
How about the egg guy?
The egg guy, oh my gosh, isn't that like...
It's insane, right?
The internet is crazy.
He's 19 years old. 19 years old. Did you look at his tags?
I didn't.
You should look at his tags.
Are they funny?
No, he tagged like CNN, he tagged Good Morning America.
Yeah, he tagged
Mashable.
He knew what he was doing.
He did know what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing.
But yeah, he put them all over the place, which is cool, I get it. But he tagged Jimmy Fallon.
Oh my god!
Like, he tagged a lot of accounts, and I was like, interesting.
Big accounts,
yeah.
Yeah.
And you feel like, I feel like that, obviously, that's what helped.
Oh, yeah.
Because why would it, I mean, there's no way people are just going to follow an egg.
Right. Or it's just people don't like Kylie Jenner.
I like the Jenners.
I don't like the Kardashians.
Why not?
Because they're talentless.
The Kardashians and the Jenners.
I'm here trying to make it, and they did nothing.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
That's not true. What do you think? How long does it take you to make one post?
About an hour.
Okay, so it takes you an hour. So they're posting all the time. And
or
that's their business.
For them.
They're not. I think they post.
You think?
Oh, no, I think they do the pictures. So they take the pictures. But I don't know if they take the pictures themselves anymore.
Yeah.
But I definitely don't think anyone posts for them. I don't think they would give somebody that much control.
I think Chris is back there managing everything.
You think?
I think so.
No way.
I don't know.
All as I know is
who knows? They're rich.
Maybe I'm doing it wrong, because I take all my posts take no more than like 5 or 10 minutes. I need to put more time in.
You do, because you want to be authentic. You don't want to be like, you know, one sentence here and bye, because that doesn't create a relationship.
Yeah.
You want to share something about yourself, share a problem, share a win, a loss, share.
I got plenty of both. I need to start sharing away.
Share something that people can connect to, that they can relate to, something that will get people involved and engaged.
Yeah. And what's your best post for the most likes, and then what's your most engaging post?
So the one that I just posted last week about my Miami influencer event has, like, I think right around 960 likes. That's the most that I've ever gotten on a post, which is really good. I was excited. I thought it was going to break 1,000. This week is going to break 1,000.
Yay!
It did have a lot of comments on it. I think, though, that my most engaging post for comments was my birthday post, because a lot of people said, you know,
everyone, happy birthday. Yeah.
Things like that. I like asking questions at the end of my post. So I'll, like, share a little excerpt from, you know, a story or something that happened to me that day, or how I like the sangria, or, you know, whatever it is. And then I'll be like, what's your favorite sangria? Or where do you like to buy your sangria? Or where do you go for sangria? You know, just to get something, a little talking point to get people engaging in your content.
Do you respond to every comment?
If it looks like a real account, yes, because I like that relationship marketing. I like building that relationship.
I hate,
like,
these comments that say, tell me more about your business. It's like, come on.
Right.
Yeah.
Read a book.
Right. Yeah, no, go to my website, because that's not a robot asking me that question.
Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But you, so you'll go on there and respond.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
about DMs?
I'm bad about DMs. If it's a branded deal, I like it to go to my email, because I like, you know, that, you know, I get to go back and reference it. I, my DMs, you know, they get kind of pushed down.
Yeah.
My friends.
They get clogged up. You're getting all them DMs. Everyone's sliding into your DMs.
Yeah. Everybody's sliding in my DMs. Sure.
Hey, Kim, how are you? Kim, Alex is on there. What's going on? She says happy birthday.
Happy late birthday.
Yeah,
it was good. Last August. But
yeah, that's
okay. It's good.
It's coming around again.
It
be
is.
Right around the corner.
I'll be 23. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. That's interesting, though, because this is like, and you're graduating college.
I'm going to graduate this fall. Yep.
And you're going to be studying?
I study marketing and political science.
And what's the future bring?
So now that I've had this Miami event for the influencers,
yeah.
I'm starting to get into a little bit of
here we go. Hey, hit the reset.
Event planning. I'm starting to get myself into event planning. I think that it's a great opportunity to, you know, be your own boss, charge your own rates, you know, $160,000 for a party. Why not, you know?
Yeah, you might as well.
These Naples people, they love
it. I've done the event planning. I do event planning every day.
That's so fun.
Because I have 10 events every day. It's called a comedy club. And then, but
the
no,
best
we do.
Club.
We do a lot of luncheons and private events and corporate stuff as well. So that's an interesting business.
Yeah.
You definitely, it can be brain teasing at sometimes, and sometimes it's like a no brainer. It just depends on what kind of event it is. But
of course,
they're all different in one way or another. You have one of your clients is super, super extra. And then you have the other client that just is like, make it happen, Captain. Do everything you did the last time, or do something like that other event we went to. That was spectacular. But
yeah,
it's not all fun and games sometimes.
It isn't. No. Sometimes it's a little hard to get in touch with everybody and everybody on the same page. But it is always worth it.
So you're putting together all these influencers in Miami,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be going to, what's the name of the place?
Sagrado Cafe.
Okay, Sagrado Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're going to be doing is everyone's going to be on the gram talking about what?
About, you know, the other influencers that are there. We have travel influencers, fashion influencers, lifestyle influencers, food influencers, health influencers, and businesses attending. So we're going to get people with the fashion influencers, the lifestyle influencers, just so they can talk about what works for them, what gets them their content, what, you know, what brands are working with, how to reach out to brands. We have people with up to 333,000 followers that are coming to the event, and people that are at like 5,000 followers.
And what's the cost to attend?
So the cost is about $15 for your ticket and $20 when we eat, but it's endless mimosas and sangria and cheesy bread plus your brunch.
Nice.
So, I mean, it is, you know, it's a cafe, it's a business. I still have to make money too, but it is going to be really exciting. I'm super excited for it. We have a photo wall coming in. We've reached out to local vendors to raffle off different items.
And I'm going
to
give you some tickets.
And some tickets to the comedy club are always a win.
Yes, absolutely. I might even give you a bottle of vodka.
Oh my gosh.
Should I do that?
I'm not giving it to the event. I'm taking that one home.
No, you can't. At least you're over the age. The drinking age is legal.
Right.
That makes sense. And then tell me about what you do different on your story. Because there's two different things, right? Obviously, people are going to be posting on their timeline, and then they're going to be posting on their story.
Right.
Give us some good tricks on your story.
So on your story, if you're mentioning a brand, you always want to, you know, actually mention them. You want to tag them in there so that they have the opportunity to see that.
And add it to their story.
And add it to their story, which
Correct.
Is great SEO optimization. I mean, you need that sort of thing.
Of course.
That's grown my account authentically a lot, getting shout outs from places like
How many do you tag in your story?
Just what's there. If it's,
you only tag in your story what you're actually talking about.
Yes. Of course. Because I don't want to be misleading.
I don't want
somebody to click on that link and they're like, well, this isn't, you know, where the product's from. Who is this person?
Right.
When I'm with friends, I'll always tag all five of my friends if they're in the video, you know, just to increase their SEO as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Those backlinks are really helpful.
Yeah. But they only last for 24 hours.
I put a lot of things in my highlights. I'm a big craft beer drinker, and I'm a big foodie, so I put all the good food and all the good porters and stouts in my highlights, just so if somebody missed it on the 24 hours, they can go back and see it.
Right. So what do you think? You focus all your time and energy on Instagram, though. And you say you don't like Facebook.
I don't really use Facebook.
What about Twitter?
I do have a Twitter, but it's my personal account, so it's just like some funny tweets I find funny. So not
I'm not
much
a big fan
there.
Of Twitter that much, so I can agree with you there.
Yeah.
And what about LinkedIn?
I do have a LinkedIn, but it's only for professional, excursions, businesses, that want to hire me actually for, jobs, like Gardner and things like that.
Okay. But you don't feel like putting any posts on there at all?